Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series. Woo, woo, woo. My name is Zozo, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, though, Toastess. But have you seen that TikTok where it was like, they think I'm crazy, but I am free.
I think I remember that. But and I'm Amina, your second hostess with the mostest.
I was really speaking in a British accent, yeah, because I saw this video right before we started recording where... It was like, this is really what it's like to go to, like, a girl's school. And she's like, do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, my God. That was definitely like
Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. Amina went to an all-girls private school. So, like, she's defo in the same little drama camp. I personally
never
like, went to an all-girls school.
It was way too much. It was good memes looking back. But, oh, my. I would not recommend. But yeah, it was like drama all day, every day. Petty shit. Which
drama
I was like...
Petty shit that you're the ringleader of. Like, bye.
I'm not too sure.
You were the one probably walking around talking about something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just wrong what you did. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Do you remember at Maryland, second year, the fucking showdown that happened in front of McKeldin? And like,
backstory, you guys. Okay, so we used to be friends with this girl, or really, Amina used to be friends with this girl, and I come with like the package. So then we're like all friends with the girl, and like, oh, our good sis really just like got angry over this guy who was like a grad student who was a hot mess. But like,
it was like girl code was out the fucking window because it had nothing to do with me. And she decided to, so it was like the guy, I guess, was friend. We were friends. The older guy who has like, I had no business being friends with him, but we were friends. And I had introduced her, I guess, or something, like they met. And he is like one of those guys that is like sleazy. He like goes after any girl who is like living, breathing. So of course he said something about her to me, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, she's for sure out of your league, kind of thing. Like, don't even play her. And then of course I told her, I guess, that he had made the comment, and she got interested in him all of a sudden. And then he asked, something happened, they went out. And he would come and tell me everything. Like, he would text me all the time, basically telling me what's going on. And I was just, like, the middle person who I didn't even mean to be the middle person. But tell me why she ended up thinking that I was trying to sabotage a relationship. Baby girl, what relationship? He was dating four other people.
And so the finale was in front of our uni's library where... It was literally, I shit you not, like 1 a.m. or something. Like, you know those nights where you're just, like, studying? Well, there are nights where you're just, like, studying.
Yeah, like, when we were there just, like, shenanigans. We were not studying at McKeldin.
They're just yelling at each other, showing down in front of the library. And I was like, where did this girl go? Like, it's getting a little late. Like, I don't know what's going on. And, like, they're yelling at each other outside of the library. And then she comes back. She's like, we're not friends anymore. And I was like, okay.
Because you can't come at my integrity. Like, you can't just, like, speak on my name and then be completely fucking wrong. Okay? Like, I was trying to defend you, and you decide to come at me acting like I'm some sort of, like, shady bitch trying to get in between you and this love affair. Okay.
Clearly, she's still salty about the occurrences that happened. You know what I watched for the first time? I haven't watched Netflix for so freaking long. And I watched Zac Efron, whatever. Like, you said, watch Kissing Booth, but I was like, no.
Kissing Booth 2, bro. It's so a banger.
How is it a banger? It looks like a teeny bopper movie. It's like Down to Earth or like Between Earth something. Zac Efron basically gets like a travel show that's like very cookie cutter, cheesy, feel good. And it's really amazing. I was sitting there like, damn, yeah, I'm going to stop counting carbs.
I saw a clip of that show of him talking about like he was eating some food, I guess. And he was like, carbs taste so good. I haven't had carbs in like a year. I'm like, sir, yeah, for sure. Because whenever I cut carbs, it lasts maybe 2 weeks max. I don't know how y'all be doing it.
He actually had to cut for Baywatch. So, like, he stopped. Not that anyone even saw that fucking movie.
I know that would be like,
like, he was like, I was shooting Baywatch and I, like, didn't eat carbs for, like, a whole year. And I'm like,
It took a year and then he was, like, to film that movie. It should not have. It shouldn't have.
Let alone that, after, like, visiting that, like, some, like, Italian, small Italian town. I think it's called Sardina. Could be wrong.
Sardinia?
But, like, that one, the Blue Zone place, that's a whole other issue. Because apparently that whole Blue Zone research is based on just, like, they excluded Africa completely. Studying the studying populations that live the longest, and they published all this stuff. So that's fine. And they're like, yeah, so don't eat meat. But anyway, they go to...
They fucking eat meat there.
They go to Sardina with Zac Efron and his little wellness friend. And this guy, like, literally is like, yeah, you know, it's really making me think, like, LA is not somewhere to be.
Who said that, Zac Efron?
Yes. Like, so insightful, Zach. Thank you. The whole show, I was like, oh, Zach, so insightful. Thank you, Zach. We couldn't have gone on without that commentary.
You know what kills me about Zach is that he's, like, for some reason, it always comes to my mind that he's, like, 5'10". Like, no, he's, like, not tall.
Wait, but he gives off that energy. Like, the entire show, I was like, why is this guy so hyped up? Like, what is he pulling exactly? Because, like,
he's the 5'8". Personality. He's 5'8".
You can tell, bruh. He has 5'8 energy.
It's like, the same Russ energy, except Russ don't even. He's not clearing 5'5. 5'6? We love you, Russ.
Let alone that. I'm pretty sure you're taller than him, so it's 5'5.
We love you, Russ.
Like,
but still, no, it's like, come on, y'all. But Zach, I wish him all the luck with all his endeavors, because I feel like he tried to get out of that, like, mold that Disney kind of had him in for, like, High School Musical. So I'm proud that he's doing things outside of that. And Netflix, you know, is a new thing.
You know what the craziest thing is, though? Mm. It's like he's back in that Disney mode. Like, he was built for Disney, because that entire show,
looks
bro,
like a fucking Kindle. So, yes, I would hope he gets on
that. Entire, like, narration was just like, I was like, I'm sorry, who wrote this? Who told him to say it? Is this a science? Like, I feel like I'm in social studies in middle school again. Like, being taught by Zac Efron.
No, but like, I get what you're saying. It's, like, corny. Like, he's actually corny.
Yes!
So it's like, yeah, I can't see, I can't take him seriously.
No, legitimately. And then he's talking about his grandfather, and he's like, yeah, and they, like, pan to, like, photos of him. He's like, he does the crossword puzzle every week, and he does it all the way, excluding Sunday, because Sunday is the hardest day, you know? He does it up to Saturday. And I was like, I know I'm not hearing this.
They really thought they did the thing with that. Oh my god.
And then they go to Puerto Rico, okay, after, like, Irma, I believe, the really big devastating tropical storm, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's supposed to meet the mayor in the stadium where everyone was basically living for 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever. And this man gets on his knees and he's looking around. And I'm like, Zachary, get up. What are you doing?
Zachary.
And, like, and, like, the mayor comes in behind him and he's like, oh, there's just so much emotion in here. And I'm like, are you acting? Like, you weren't even there. This is
I'm
a stadium.
I'm very confused. But hey, like, get the bag, sir. Get the damn bag is all I have to say.
Like, no wonder why Vanessa couldn't, like, actually be with him. I don't know. I truly love the guy.
Apparently Vanessa is not, like, the most what's it called either. Because didn't she break up with Austin Butler, like, after 8 years?
I mean, that's normal.
But apparently, well, I know it's normal to break up, but apparently it was because of, like, Austin Butler's career was, like, kind of going up and, like, hers was, like, kind of just, like, not.
I would love to know where up
I know.
Is
where do
exactly?
I get my sources? Where do I get my sources? Who knows?
But, I have yet to see him in anything since that one, like, no, 2012.
No. What had happened was he had, like, booked a certain role that was going to be, like, that, like, you know, breakout star making thing. And it was right after that when, like, they broke up.
So what happened to the sense. Role?
Girl, COVID ruined a lot of plans. I'm assuming this is one of them.
We talked once about boss girl brunches. But
our girl B. Simone, what's up?
Hey, B. But she is not alone, clearly. And it is not just an Atlanta thing.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be a reason why we said Atlanta was the, what did we call it exactly? The
boss stomping brunch
the
central.
Stomping ground for boss girls.
Boss Girl Brunch Central, Atlanta, Georgia. No, but the thing is, there's this popular YouTuber, we won't name any names, that I personally loved for so long. Like, I followed her from the time she was a freshman in college to a few years out of college, like, living in the city, like, doing her thing, living her life. And I was like, oh my goodness, she's so amazing. She's just so blah, 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 blah. I mean, we can
we
say names
it.
Here.
Jayla, we love to say it.
Jayla Corion. Jayla Corion. We're talking about Jayla Corion. Jayla Corion. We're talking about Jayla Corion because it just needs to be said. We be putting images next to our little clips, so we got to say it.
For real. But it's real. We're real.
Just like real. And this is not bashing on women. This is not tearing women down. This is not picking up news. This is because I am a true supporter of her. I supported her. Okay. Like, I believed in her brand. I believed in what she was doing. And then she came out and showed herself to be skeezy. So this girl, this girl was basically selling, I don't know.
A course.
Like,
it was a course.
A course.
I think she did a lot of things, but the one that broke the camel's back was a course.
So, Amina, as someone who isn't like an organic fan of our girl, explain from your perspective what you believe happened and how and what went on.
So I was like, I do not know who Jayla Corion was, to be completely honest. I watched some of her stuff after the fact just to see what was going on. And so what happened was she sold a course, like it was a 10-day course of some sort, where she would go and teach marketing, building a brand on YouTube, like for YouTube creators, up and coming. Like, mm-hmm. So people are like, oh my God, yeah, we love Jayla. She has, you know, she's pretty successful. Of course, why wouldn't we want to learn from her? And the course was like $100. I think there were like early bird specials, but people paid $100 for this.
I feel like if you're going to sell a course for $100, like, I don't know. Okay, continue.
But beyond the price, I mean, who cares what you charge? The thing is, I mean, people clearly paid for it. So like, whatever. So they're in the course. Apparently. The thing is, there were, like, multiple things that were wrong or, like, misled, is that she said in the beginning before when people were signing up for the course, they were like, we're going to have other YouTubers come and kind of get interviewed and do, like, a Q&A session kind of with the people who paid for it to give them inside, you know, tips and tricks. Tell me why the people who were doing this were her, like, personal friends who didn't even know what they were talking about. So I'm like, okay, like one right there, that's an issue. Two, she was like late for the most part. She didn't even come when the thing started. There was a lot going on. In the beginning, she had said this was going to be like a very personal one-on-one kind of thing. So she limited it to 100 people. Turns out that was not the case. There were like 900 something people. So imagine 900 people fighting to do like Q&A style thing. It's like when you go live on Instagram. You can't, if you have a ton of people on your live, there's no way you're going to see every single person who's commenting and, like, reply back, right? Mm-hmm. So she kind of, it just, like, cheapened the material when it's supposed to be, like, a close, you know, type of teaching style. But who cares about that? She didn't even teach anything, apparently. That wasn't, like, that wasn't new. Like, that was, like... That wasn't, I had already known, like, what it was, you know, and I don't even have YouTube, so that's saying something. One girl that she had on it didn't know what a niche was. She couldn't explain what a personal brand was, so
girl,
I would love to know what you're teaching.
That girl who was teaching that is her manager.
Oh, that's unfortunate then. That's really unfortunate if that's her manager, because how do you sit there not knowing how to articulate what a personal brand is when you're a manager of a social media person?
No, not only that, speaking of YouTube, you guys subscribe to my channel, As Told by Zozo. Yes, we're growing and we're just, you know, chilling. But, like, let alone that, she was supposed to give audits of, like, people's YouTubes. She didn't do that. And if you calculate it, 900 times 100 is $90,000 that she walked away with while she's right now, at as we speak, promoting her next course on how to work with brands.
Wait, bro, I didn't even. That's crazy.
The woman is committing, like, you don't even want to call
this
fraud. A crime.
I mean, it's fraud. It's like scheming. It's like, why do you scheme?
Don't be a fraud bae. Don't be a fraud bae in 2020. Like,
and the thing is, it's not even like people weren't even asking for the most in these videos. We're just asking you to know what a niche is. Like, it's really not much. And come on time.
And show up looking like you're like, I don't know. I don't even care about
the opinions. Yes. Some girl was like, she looked like she was going to the club. I was like, yo.
Like, jeez, J-Lo.
How much she was wearing, honestly, as long as she was saying something that was actually substantial. I couldn't care less what she wore. But again, it's just like scheming.
Even doing that.
You're scheming, and it's very, it's obvious. Oh my God, can we talk about the ex? The ex.
Oh my gosh, her ex, Corey. Jeez. So apparently she has a streak of scheming. I just feel so bad right now gossiping. I hope she never hears this. Girl, I love you and your channel. You're cool.
Honestly, we're going to like we're going to connect this to the actual like message once we explain what was going on. Because it's not just like this is
her ass.
This is not just like a her thing. Like, this happens whether it be in like your personal like relationships or whatever, but even in her area and big leagues as well. Like, this, she's pretty small. I mean, she's small league compared to the scamming that's going on in the world. So let's continue.
I don't know what kind of friends you have, but I just don't be running into situations like this, or I am the ringleader of them. But basically, homegirl used to live in New York. She was like a New York YouTuber, whatever, I guess. Can I call her that? I don't know.
Yes.
But she used to live in New York. And then she had a boyfriend. His name was Corey. He was an ex-con. I don't
really know. Was he really?
Do you know how easy it is to like label people off the jump? Like, now I know why politicians get so caught up. Like, I was just really talky. I didn't even mean to sound like that.
But like, politicians are trained to not mess up. Me and you are just doing this off the cuff.
Like, he's basically like an ex-con. He was in juvie. Not that there's anything on his character. Just like, that's just part of who he was. And so he's also a comedian, and when she started dating him, she was like, with bae, like, just with my new bae, like, you guys, I'm dating someone new, da 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 da. Relationships go south in a few months real quick. That like summer love ish over, no Calvin Harris, this ain't that. And like, yeah, basically it goes really, really bad. The breakup coincides with her getting like kicked out. Apparently this is all like this is half speculation and
she
half,
got kicked like, out of his, like, they were living together?
No, he was obviously just like, God, I'm literally going to cut the fuck out of this. He was basically shacking up with her because she had the place.
And oh, he was living with like, her. Okay.
Basically. And I guess things go south. She comes, he's da-da-da-da.
Oh,
and then they break up. And then the first exposure of her fraudulent character happens early March, like early quarantine times, and this guy comes out and he's basically exposing her. He's like, yeah, she's broke, she ain't got no money, I used to wire her money, I used to do this, she's really on the rocks, like, she doesn't really have anyone or anything, like, her dad is out of her life, etc. Yeah, and I was just like, Corey, that's a little messy what you're doing. Like, and then someone was like, you don't put pillow talk on the internet, and he's like, you know what, like, I don't care, like, I'll really I fend for my own. I was like, this guy is big trash, never seen, never heard. But
wait, so he came out saying that in defense when he got like alleged that he was like abusing her?
I mean, I don't think he ever addressed that. That's another thing, men never address things unless they have to, but we always feel like we gotta address everything. I personally will never address nothing.
Like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's like, whatever. I mean, you can protect your reputation, but who is, I'm sorry, are y'all famous enough to be like doing exposés on each other to like mend your reputation. Who is concerned?
No, who was concerned? And then the girl who did that exposing the course video was like, so Lipstick Alley a few months ago came out with the receipts of how she was evicted, and I've been on Lipstick Alley myself.
We already told you about Lipstick Alley, y'all. We already told y'all. If y'all want to know the tea, Lipstick Alley got it months before.
For some reason, Lipstick Alley always has news on everybody. Like, you don't even have to be famous. You just have to have a social media account to be on Lipstick Alley. Like, it's confusing. It's concerning. I don't know. I truly wish her the best, and I hope. People were saying she did the course to pay for her moving costs. Like, her, I mean, that's $90,000. That's a lot of money.
I was like, what moving cost is $90,000, honey? Like, and the thing is, it's not like there were costs to making the course. It was like raggedy. It looked very like thrown together last minute.
Yeah, the thing is, this is not the only time that this happens either. Like, so many influencers think that just because, like, they have a following now.
The cash grabbing is cash grabbing. It is very apparent.
Like, and people list it all the time as like, oh, do a course to like, what is it called? Do a course and make it another stream of income, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know why people, no. See, the thing is, I've listened to that stuff too before, on other people, like, mm-hmm. kind of advising other people to make courses. And I'm just like, am I the only person who believes that you have to be an expert in something to make a course teaching someone?
Yes. I completely believe that 100%. And I don't think asserting yourself, because listen, other like, things, if you're teaching.
Like, when I say what, like, because I think a lot of people confuse like teaching and advising, maybe. It's like me and you are on this, on the podcast. Like, of course, we talk about a lot of things and we give advice, unsolicited advice.
All unsolicited. That should be the name of it.
It really like stems from our own, you know, personal experiences. And it's very like not applicable to every single person in the world. And we know that. And I hope everyone knows that too, right? But we're not sitting there charging you $30 to tell you that homeboy don't want you because he's ignoring your text. Like, it's like the most common sense thing, but they're charging you to answer common sense Google questions.
No, legit. Like, if you're a subject matter expert, like on digital marketing, and you've built your career around a learned skill set, I will literally line up to buy your course because you know your shit. If you're trying to teach a strategy based on half luck, half purpose, half like you were at the right place at the right time, I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy it.
And something like, that can't, you know, be translated. Yeah, like something that can't be translated to a lot of people. Like,
exactly.
Strategy that only worked for you and will never work for another person can't be taught and say like, oh my God, yeah, this is what
and that's what all of these influencers are trying to do with their little courses for Instagram, for anything. Like, no, you can't. This is not you're not even teaching how to, you're not even teaching strategy necessarily. You're teaching your story and trying to apply it to other people. That's why this model will always fail.
Big facts right there. Because you don't even know what strategy was. You're looking back, connecting the dots, and then acting like that was a strategy. You didn't actually use strategy. What you did
strategy
was just
is forward looking.
You get what I'm saying? Strategy is forward looking. Yeah. Like, you looking back, connecting the dots, and realizing that you did something is not strategy.
Influencers, knock knock, there's water in the back, are you okay?
You know what I'm saying?
Are y'all okay? Because we're really dismantling everything. Like, not even to say, like, personally, I would never charge money for advice. That's just not something I would do. There are other ways, once you have built up like brand equity, quote unquote, to like, I don't know, make money or be compensated for your like whatever. But like things like advice and like chat sessions, like I could never charge for that. I literally would just be like, girl, what are you paying for? I'm just like a kid.
And it's at the same, and I think it actually like pays you dividends when you're more authentic with people. Like, if I see every opportunity to talk to someone as like a money grab, then it's not gonna last that long.
I mean, I've never purchased a guide or a course.
Not for me. Not thank you.
That was like,
Word of advice, anyone who's looking to like purchase a course, just maybe Google the stuff before, see what's up, and then realize that they're all grabbing it from Google. And they're not even doing some in-depth research. They're probably just like picking up the stuff on the top result page.
And I think that sort of like, I don't want to go as far as to say it lowers your vibe over time, but like to the people who make these things.
It truly does, because every time we hear about someone being exposed for scamming, like it might last you 6 months, it might last you a year, and you might go 10 years doing it. But then at some point, someone is going to be like, what the hell?
And speaking of what the hell, like I saw this tweet, I sent it to you. the girl who's talking about like, like if we're having lunch, I'll get it. And then I'll get dinner. Like the guy will get dinner. So basically talking about like a 50-50 split of like everything. And Twitter was up in arms. They're like, half of them are like, yes, we love it. Treat him like a king. If he treats you like a queen. Obviously, we're gender neutral out here. Not saying these roles are applied to like genders, but like, you know, the vibes, general roles. So what am I saying? But anyway.
Disclaimer.
Full disclaimer. And then the other half was like, no, like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, this isn't even how it's supposed to be. Like, he's supposed to grab everything. So, Amina.
He's supposed to grab everything. Here. We love it. my biggest thing.
What are your thoughts?
Biggest thing. Like, not in general. Generally speaking, if you're with someone for, like, you know, a good amount of time, let's say some months, I'm not going to sit there and be like, he has to pay for everything. At that point, it's crazy. Like, if I feel like paying, I'll pay. Who cares? And in the beginning, zero chance. Just zero chance. I am even pretending that I'm going to pay for something. And that's just me. I don't know why. I mean, it's very weird to me that, like, a date, when you go Dutch, what is it? Dutch on a date? Like, in the beginning? Like, for what am I going half? When you invited me to dinner or whatever it is, like, you are taking me out on a date. That means you're paying for it. Like, this is your gift. Like, you're doing something to court me. I didn't sit there and be like, yeah, let's share food. What?
No, but, like, honestly, I think it comes down to, like, again, genders aside, but whoever has the alpha energy should just take care of things. Like, truly, let's just put Baldy in the seat, guys. Baldy, my twin flame. He's bald.
he's bald, in case you didn't know.
In case you're wondering where the nickname Baldy came from. But, like, just, like, general alpha energy just, like, leaves you without the question of even having to have the discussion, really. Like, again, like you said, as you, like, go on and, like, go forward, like, yeah, like, we're cool. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, someone forgets their wallet. Like, if it happens too many times, girl, ask questions.
It's all dependent on what you are attracted to, truly. Because I can't sit here and be like, there is no way in hell if I went on a date and this man said, let's split it. I would look at you so crazy. I would be like, what? And then I would be like, what? And then maybe I'll pay before the whole thing. I'll pay for the whole thing.
You said, like, what, twice?
I would just be so dumbfounded. It would be crazy. I would pay for it, the whole thing. I'll pay for the whole thing and just never see you in my life. Because you're just a bitch to me at that point. You are. And it has nothing to do. You might be the nicest person. You might be the greatest person. You might be the smartest person. But that kind of behavior just doesn't do it for me. I need someone to take charge. I need someone to take control. And for me, that is not taking control of anything.
Wait till one day we speak about what Amina just said in depth, because one day we'll really chat. But like, no, I totally agree. First of all, just because it's boring. What do you mean?
It's gross. And I think and then there's like the girls or the women or whatever type of person that say like, you know, I don't need to depend on a man to do da 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 da. What? Again, two irrelevant top. It just makes no sense. Make it make sense. Has nothing to do with whether or not you're independent or whether or not you are able to provide for yourself. Has nothing to do with the person who took you out, taking charge, and paying for the whole thing. Are two. Exactly. See, the thing is, I think a lot of people like feel like someone is like saying something about their worth if they pay for everything. It's like, oh, do you not think that I can pay for it? Are you kidding me? I'm gonna sit there. Mm. Like, no, it never, like, what other people do doesn't speak on who I am.
Yeah, and I think for the people who, like, actually enjoy and embrace that, like,
if you like 50-50, like, go for it. Go yeah, for it and be 50-50.
The lifestyle that I don't fully understand, which is that 50-50 lifestyle, go for it, do it. As long as you're comfortable with it and it's not coming from, like, a space of insecurity or, like, a space of, like, whatever. I just really, honestly, I believe in patriarchy, except for... No, okay, I believe in patriarchy, like, in a home setting. Do you know what I mean? Like, a family setting and a home setting. Yeah,
I like the man in charge. I do, like... First of all, I like the man in charge symbolically and then me being in charge, actually.
Girl, make it make sense.
Like, yeah, you're, like, the macho, whatever, you can believe so. But I'm clearly the one who actually makes the decisions. Like, you listen to me. Like, you make your decisions depending on me.
Yeah, but not out of fear, but more out of love.
Yeah, out of love. But, like, you respect me enough to, like... You know, it's a partnership, yes, but he knows that my say goes, kind of thing.
All right, I kind of, like, go halfway. So personally, I think it goes like this. I think it's, like, my personal beliefs, again, like, there's at God, okay, and then there's what I think is right, what homie thinks is right, cool. Let's say it's, like, a big-ish thing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hear both sides of it, pros and cons from both of us, right? And then you have to, like, sort of take it to at God and be like, what's up? What's this? But this is not, like, everyday things. It's not, like, where to eat. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, for the big.
Yeah, and you, like, take it. And, like, my intuition is kind of, like, really high, like, abnormally. So, like, I kind of know when I'm right and when I'm wrong. So, like, that's just me. Like, I more so rely on my intuition than on just, like, me being, like, steadfastly right or wrong for the sake of being right or wrong. Like, I don't care if I'm right. Truly.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think people, like, I just don't understand why whenever, like, people talk about relationships or think about relationships, it becomes this, like, new being that people don't know how all of a sudden two individuals coming together is just basically that. It's just two individuals with two different minds, two different, like, two completely new, different people are together in a union. Doesn't mean that they themselves don't exist on their own, right? So you just have to, it's just a friendship, like, you just have to act like, don't make it something like that so crazy. It's just, if you expect some things, if whatever you like, you do have to have compatibility, like, in the sense, let's just say, even bringing it down to the payment situation, like, there are men out there who like to do that, right?
Lord, if you're listening.
Like, there are men who actually do want to provide, like, they like that providing thing. It makes them feel like a man or whatever. So a person like me who's like, yeah, take charge, I'm gonna be compatible with them. Someone who sits there lecturing about why a Chipotle date is gonna be half 50-50 ain't gonna work with me ever in any capacity. It's never gonna work because we're fundamentally different in that sense, right? So I think you can't sit there and make someone who turn, you know, do a 180 and become like you. That's zero chance of that happening. So you need to find someone. First of all, you need to know who you are. You need to know what you stand for. You need to know what your values are. And then see what another person's values are as well. And then kind of go from there and see if you actually like them. Because I think nowadays it's like you find someone attractive and you're like, all of a sudden, oh my God, that's the one for me. And their looks have nothing to do with how they're going to act with you in your house 5 years from now.
I love how you're saying this to me. It sounds like literally like 101 level zero shit, but to others it's groundbreaking. So
I'm just like, come on, y'all. Like, get it together. Like, don't think about the photos. Don't think about, like, don't romanticize things, which is hard to do. Think about the nitty gritty practically. Are you going to want to kill him when you're living alone?
And the other thing that I'll say is that a lot of people, like, as you're like, a lot of people will be scared right now. A lot of people. But, like, as you're, like, maturing and, like, getting older, and, like, maturing happens at different stages. It's not age specific. But as you're, like, maturing, it's like, you sort of change your preference. So like right now you might be in a stage where you're like, oh, what girl? Like, I'm not even thinking about that. Yeah. Like, I don't care if like, I don't even want to be married ever. Like, I don't want a partnership, blah, 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 blah. But that's like you right now. And that may be you in the future. Who knows? Only time will tell. Right.
Do you know?
And then other people are like,
go on.
And then other people, are like, yes, yes, yes. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I've always pictured myself with like one person only, like always just like that person. Then other people just want to like date around and like sample and like, however this applies to you, take it and know that the basis of it all is know yourself, boo. Know yourself. Like
100%. Like 110%. And I think it takes time and it takes for you to be alone to know yourself. Because it's very easy to attach yourself to another person when you don't know who you are. Because it's easy to kind of just like make your own identity someone else.
Damn, I think that's what happened to me, dude.
It actually gives you the freedom. It gives you an excuse to not develop on your own because you're like, oh my god, mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's my man. That's like, I'm his ride or die. Da-da-da. Who are you?
His ride or die.
Who are you? Like, is your identity on like based on him? How is that possible?
No, legit. Say it again. Say it again.
Like, that ain't it.
I think we should really just tell the girlies or tell the boys, tell everybody here all about why they should be hesitant to buy Fenty skin.
Ooh.
Because
no, because I straight up watched a review yesterday too of Fenty skin by this guy Hiram, I think. And mm-hmm. he was like, Oh my god, it's so much perfume. so much scent. Okay, Fenty, this is my opinion on Fenty. One, love Rihanna, disclaimer, love her. And I think she's doing the damn thing. Lot great. I don't think anyone is above criticism, and I don't think anyone is perfect. And when you do things that are not in your own, technically speaking, in your realm, like people make makeup lines and lipstick, whatever lines, all that. It's at this point, it's the same as going to Target. You can easily just make a line. It's not unheard of that celebrities do these. So I don't expect much. But when people sit there and kind of treat that, I mean, I'm sorry. Apparently, I think it was like the sunscreen is refillable now. So that's like one of the huge selling points is that you don't have to get the entire thing again when you replace it. It's just like the inside tube. Awesome. You know, yay, environmental changes are coming. Great. Other than that, I don't think people buy a skincare line for the packaging. First of all, if you're buying it for the packaging, what are you doing? And secondly, I did not see one thing that was so different than Kylie's skin. And don't hate me on this, but like people really came for Kylie when she did that. And this is looking pretty much the same.
Fenty skin.
It's the same. It literally is parallels to me. And I'm just coming from like the most objective view because I have no skin in the game. I personally do not care what I say and what I come up on. These has nothing to do with how much she's going to sell. Like she's already making the bag. It doesn't really matter. People are still going to buy these things. But fundamentally speaking, I don't understand why people are like dragging Kylie. And then 2 years or whatever, how many years, some years later, Fenty does the same thing. And Fenty's like, oh my God. And people are like, oh my God, this is unheard of. Yay. Like what? It just looked it's the pink went to purple packaging and that's pretty much it. And now there's sunscreen.
Let alone that, but I was talking to my mom, the skincare goddess queen herself. And she was like, wait, she combined a toner and serum. How is that possible? Like one seeps into your pores. The other is meant to be like wiped away. Like what does she mean?
I think we've and all... Then, sorry.
No. It doesn't even end there. And then I was like, yeah, that's not even like the worst of it. Like there's also like a combination moisturizer and sunscreen. And like literally, I shit you not, the woman stopped and turned to me and was like, what? What do you mean? How is that possible? Like moisturizer should seep down and sunscreen sits on your skin. How do you combine those two? And I was like, Rihanna is committing daylight
robbery. We love to see it.
Like our girl, Jayla. This is an MLM, okay, with the influencers as the sellers only. Like, I'm so sick of it. Like, I do not buy Fenty skin. You could get so much more. She could get such, like, personalized, effective, just as effective, cheaper ways of clearing your skin or, like, building a routine, okay, outside of saying I bought, like, a Fenty product. Like,
Do you know what I really don't understand is, you know, it's a, I don't want to call it a cash grab, but because already the girl already has a bunch of money. The girl has a ton of money. I don't think, this is what I don't understand about people who are already very rich doing stuff like this. Kardashian's number one example is either at this point, what is the purpose of what you're doing? It clearly can't be that you're in need of money. It's at least I can say our girl Jayla Corian needed money for the move. So I at least can like say, do you, girl, you needed it. These people clearly don't need it. Like, what is it? Is it for their ego? Or what is it? Because no, there wasn't. First of all, I'm pretty sure there's not a shortage of skin lines nowadays and or skincare products. What is a shortage of is skincare products that work effectively.
I wouldn't even say that. You just have to go to the right place to discover them, and they're not all very accessible, which is another issue. Yeah. But I think, like, the fact that Rihanna would stoop this low, okay?
And then so another thing, do you know what I really, I'm talking from someone who isn't really into skin. Like, I believe in, like, the simpler the better when it comes to skin. Like, if you do a lot, it's probably not doing it much. Like, it's probably actually hurting your skin more.
I believe in excess.
So two different sides of the story. But for me, it's like, let's just compare makeup, right? When you're wearing makeup, do you use makeup from that one brand and you use every single product from that particular brand? Like, it's not supposed to be a set.
Yeah.
Like, you choose what works for you and you go, you know, you move. You do your research, you move, you try, trial and error, blah-de-da. You can't have a...
This isn't proactive, boo.
No, that's what exactly it's sounding like. It's proactive. It's like three things come in one. I'm
like... No, I'm just bothered by the blank, like, literally blatant mixing of names. And it's like...
Fat Bomb. What about not Fat Bomb? Sorry, what was it? Fat Toner? Made no sense.
I don't care about the nomenclature. I care about the fact that you're claiming it's a toner and a serum in one. Are you, like... What?
No, I just
saw that. A serum is more potent than a toner. Like, it's just, it's bothering, it's concerning. And I don't know why Rihanna could have literally spent more than 2 years, quote unquote, and actually made a thoughtful collection of skincare that is accessible and real, okay, and said this is an entire line. You don't have to get all three, but you can if you want to. And this is so well thought out. This is like, it's caring. This doesn't seem caring. This seems, again, cash grab, like
and that's
you said.
Why
and
I
that's
don't
why it
understand.
Bothers me.
And the what really bothers me, though, is not even what happened. It's more of, like, the purpose behind it. It's like, why are you doing these kinds of things when you clearly have all the time in the world to be putting into it? Because where's R9? And then on top of that, it's like, there's just no point.
Because where is R9?
I'm just like, I love you, girl. I really do. And I believe in all that you do. And I want you to succeed. Like, this is not a personal attack. This is an attack on all of it. It's like on, it's not just you. This is a system that I've noticed many, many times. People do this all the fucking time. This is not new. But I would like for people's critiques to be standardized, okay? Like, you can't sit there and critique Kylie for doing the complete same thing. And be like, oh my god, my queen Rihanna has come up with the skincare to save my life. No, baby girl, your skin is still gonna be trash.
But you can work on it, that's the thing. And I think what bothers me the most, I don't care about the critiquing of others, I think it's putting out an inauthentic product. God forbid I ever run into that. Like, how could you do that? You're gonna have people breaking out in rashes trying to do one size fits all just because you wanted your money and to pay your team.
You know, for the most part, I actually believe that skincare is like, I mean, I think a lot of people believe this, but truly, truly, it's from within. Like, if you're a healthy person on the inside, your skin will show it. Like, if you eat and drink well, your skin will show it. Like, I don't care how many fucking heaps of serum and moisturizer or whatever you put on your skin, it ain't gonna change if your insides are fucked up.
No, that's true. Like, if I eat dairy, I break out. If I eat, like, a lot of sugar, like, it's just, it starts from within, yeah, but, like, Rihanna, wasn't fair. You, I know damn well you're not using these products.
No, but actually, it's like, y'all really get dermatologists every other day, and for you to sit there and saying the fat toner is what really did that. The fat water.
Yeah, it was the fat water. I've been using fat water for a hot minute now. Like,
Kylie, remember when she did the promo for the water, for like the face wash, and she literally refused to touch half her face. She's like, get me out of this ghetto.
Yeah. I mean, it's business, but like, can we do another one, maybe? Like, do another business.
Do another business or do something that interests you enough to put a lot of effort into it, you know?
Exactly. Like, Savage X Fenty, actually, that was needed in the market because there was no, like, I don't know, hyped up social media-y brand. Is it plus?
I'm confused as to what Fenty...
Savage X Fenty.
The Savage X. What was that known for exactly? Was it like inclusivity or?
Girl, you're messy.
It's no. It's I'm just so confused. It's like I'm not even coming. I'm not trying to be shady. And
she has like a billion influencers?
No, like what That's is the what was the major goal of the brand? Was to do inclusive.
Nothing. It's just lingerie.
Okay, so you're just making lingerie. Like, so there was nothing different.
No, it's all about trust, but yeah.
It is. Rihanna, and hopefully fumbled, you guys trust us, honestly, because we really do give you the real, okay? Like,
thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing week and an even better day.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby. My mind like that.